First, let's head to the Comcast Business Hotline. We speak to him every Monday evening on the Fanatic Baseball Show. Former Major League pitcher, you can see him sometimes on Phillies pre- and post-game live on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tommy Green on the Comcast Business Hotline. Tommy, how are you this evening?
I'm doing fine, man. Dodging lightning bolts now.
Yeah, how is it out there right now? I don't really get to see outside of the studio too often because there's not many windows around here, but it looked pretty bad when I looked during one of the breaks.
Well, I'm up in the Philmont area. We had a golf tournament today. We got it in, and now it's getting pretty nasty out there. A lot of lightning flying.
Before we get to the Philly stuff, how many golf tournaments you playing, Tommy? I swear it's every week.
I don't know. It seems like every time I talk to you, I'm in one. But I do play a lot of charity stuff, which is great.
That's awesome.
I meet so many good people, and for good causes.
All right, well, good for you, Tommy. Enjoy yourself, man. It's for a good cause. That's the best part about it. So yesterday, Phillies win in Pittsburgh, 2-1. The starting pitcher, a lot of people were kind of questioning the signing of Drew Smyly to begin with because he had an ERA over 8, but pitched pretty well in his first start. Did you see anything specific from Drew Smyly? I mean, Gabe Kapler went as far as saying he looked like Cliff Lee, not the pitcher, but his mechanics and all that stuff. What did you see out of Drew Smyly in his first start?
Well, I mean, I didn't get a chance. I saw just a brief glimpse of him from where I was at. I was down at the shore yesterday, but what I was catching of him, what I've seen in the past a little bit, you know, the guy is very serviceable when he's healthy. And that's been the key to him in the past few years, you know, coming off Tommy John, is yet to see if he's going to be the guy he was before. He tends to strike out some guys, as you saw yesterday, 6 innings, 8 Ks. To me, when I first saw him a little bit, the way he did things, what he was commanding things, staying in and out, the little bit I did see of him reminded me a little bit of Moyer with harder stuff, a little bit. I saw him in the past with the Rays, and I mean, a very serviceable guy. I just hope he can stay healthy. You know, when you're coming off the injuries and stuff like that, I mean, you don't really know what you're going to get. Hopefully, we're catching him on the upswing where he's starting to get the confidence in the stuff and we can ride him out a little bit.
So, Tommy, one of the things that comes with the signing of Drew Smyly is the fact that you have to move somebody out of the rotation. And Nick Pivetta was the guy chosen to come out of the rotation and put into the bullpen. I want to ask you about his reaction. Now, I don't blame the guy for being upset because he was demoted. And anybody in their right mind, if they're demoted, they're going to be upset. But he seemed to be upset with the organization. And let's face it, the guy doesn't really have all that room to talk with his ERA close to 6. How did you feel about Nick Pivetta being upset?
I didn't like it personally because I just think back. I know the game's different these days, and the young men that are playing it, it's just a different generation. I know if we did stuff back like that or reacted like that, we'd probably be down at AAA. He can start in AAA. He's got that much of an issue in it. But he does have good stuff, and I talked about this, you know, with NBC and stuff. You know, being sent to the bullpen, I don't call it being sent. This is a chance for him to get his mind right. He can use this as an opportunity to get aggressive mentally and challenge himself. Obviously challenge hitters, but use that aggression that he's talking outwardly now and channel it towards the plate, towards his catcher, and throw the baseball like he's capable of throwing it. But he's got to throw, and I'm not talking velocity-wise. I'm talking consistent-wise. He's got to be more consistent with his breaking ball. I mean, with his fastball, which is going to lead to a little bit more consistent with his breaking ball. If he gets aggressive like that, the curveball and slider, which everyone he decides to use, will get better for it. It's time right now to shut up and play. Because if he keeps it up, he might not find himself here.
Do you still have confidence in Pivetta? Because it seems like every single year we keep on thinking that he's going to pitch great. He's going to have an ERA under 3, but it's always in the 5, 6, 7, 8 range. Yeah. And even in his first outing out of the bullpen, he went 2 innings, but he allowed a run. He gave up 3 hits. He walked a batter. So he wasn't even clean coming out of the bullpen. Do you still have confidence that Nick Pivetta can be something, not just in the Phillies, let's say in the league in general?
Well, I mean, obviously, his stuff plays. And my big thing is the old adages and stuff you hear back in baseball. If you're healthy, the game's like 80% mental. and a lot of it, I think, gets mental with him. He gets in his own way. And that's why I was talking about being in the bullpen. He can use this as a challenge a little bit, challenge himself to get aggressive in the right way. towards hitters. Not trying to miss bats, just trying to challenge the zone with his stuff and let things fall where they may. If he starts doing that, but he's got to stay in control of himself. It's called the big key, controlled aggressiveness, where you maintain control in what you do. The other night he come out, and I said, hey, he's got some aggression going, but it's all about channeling. He got a little wild, started throwing stuff the way he was doing. But, you know, it's a start. I mean, he can be very serviceable down there. We're going to need arms down there with the way that, say, to speak, now that the staff, you know, Arrieta, he's around the five inning, a little bit more range now. He's on sort of he's throwing 80-some pitches before he has to come out, so that's going to put a stress on the pen. So, I mean, we need that guy. We need him because he can give us innings. And he's got great stuff. Now, if he gets the gray matter between his ears going the right way, I mean, the guy's got super stuff. And do you give up on stuff like that? No. But he's got to keep his mouth shut and get to work and get this stuff figured out. If not, you know, he might find himself somewhere else.
Speaking of Tommy Green on the Comcast Business Hotline. Now, Tommy, there was also it was up for debate whether it should have been Nick Pivetta going to the bullpen or Vince Velasquez, who has already been in the bullpen earlier this season. So they stick with Velasquez in the rotation. They move Pivetta to the bullpen. Were you surprised by that decision? Do you agree with the decision? What would you have made the decision if you were the manager?
I didn't see nothing wrong with it. I mean, if somebody had to go, I think they knew what Vince had been down in the bullpen, and they sort of knew what they got, and they didn't know what they really got down there with Pivetta, other than maybe one other time way back that he come out of the bullpen and actually threw real well. And you know, I think now they want to see, because I mean, they're trying to shake things up with some of these little moves they're making, because right now you got, you know, one or so guys in the starting rotation, maybe that's getting us, you know, where we need to be in games. And that's not going to cut it if you're trying to nail down a wild card spot right now. I mean, you got to have at least, I think, three guys in your rotation that's going out there and giving you the innings, keeping you right there in ball games where one swing of the bat changes the way the thing goes. Right now, you know, we're not seeing those innings and that out of our starting rotation. We're seeing, you know, guys getting beat around a little bit, and you know, you go through those funks, but you got to battle out of them. You know, and they're trying to shake things up now, and I don't blame them for doing that. You know, so there's nothing like good competition. They're doing things. They're challenging guys by bringing some guys in. Hey, let's put your big boys' pants on and go to work.
Tommy Green, thanks very much, man. Now, next Monday, the next time we speak, will be just 2 days away from the MLB trade deadline. So we're going to get into some pitchers next week to see, hopefully, that the Phillies go after and hopefully bring in to help this team out. Because I guess you're on the same page as me. You stick with this rotation, you're probably in trouble, right?
Well, I mean, they haven't showed me anything different now. They've given it a chance to this point to happen, to see if these guys are going to turn the corner and get more consistent. Now, you got a couple weeks, they get on it and have two or three good starts. I mean, it's a good thing to see these guys. You got things to work with. You know, it could be having you use one of these guys or, you know, a couple of them in a trade to get somebody you want. You never know what an organization, you know, is going to do. But, hey, I mean, these guys have again ample opportunity. It's time for them to start, you know, getting the job done.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.